From Tidbits on January 4th, 2010. This is the audio edition of Subscribe to Tidbits on the Kindle, written by Adam C. Angst. Although it's likely that more Tidbits readers rely on an iPhone or iPod Touch for reading Tidbits, particularly now that we've released a free Tidbits news app, we also have good news for those who like reading on the Kindle. You can now subscribe to Tidbits on the Kindle. Much as with the Tidbits news app for the iPhone, reading Tidbits on the Kindle works through an RSS feed, which means it downloads new articles whenever it can and caches them for offline reading. It supports basic text styles, bold and italic, and displays any graphics. You can even follow links to external websites, though only if WhisperNet is turned on and available, and even then the Kindle's experimental web browser is mediocre at best. You can jump to any article from the articles list, and you can navigate to the next or previous article while reading. I'm using a little joystick on the Kindle DX. Somewhat oddly, the Kindle runs individual articles together, one after another, so there's never any white space between articles when you use the Next Page button to page through our feed. Due to limitations on the Kindle platform, embedded movies don't appear, and there's no option for listening to our podcast recordings, though some Kindles have their own text-to-speech features. I doubt either of these capabilities will ever become available, but both are minor in the overall scheme of things. Reading Tidbits on the Kindle after a 14-day trial period isn't free. Amazon requires a 99-cent per month fee, mostly to pay for the free WhisperNet wireless service over which the feed is updated. Since we get 30% of all subscription fees, consider it a loose change way to support Tidbits. We've always tried to offer Tidbits in a variety of common formats and on a variety of platforms, so we're pleased to add the Kindle to the collection. We also hope the Kindle reading experience will continue to improve. If you like Tidbits, reading Tidbits, and if you like reading on your Kindle, try mixing the two together for at least the 14-day free trial. Who knows, maybe it'll be like peanut butter and chocolate. And either way, let us know what you think in the comments. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and much as I think I prefer the iPhone reading experience, if you're a Kindle user, hey, it's absolutely worth taking a look at this.